Chickens, welcome inside the Crazy Ant Farm. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're living the dream as always, and we are super excited to talk to you. Yeah, we are obviously going to talk about the show. Huge congrats on the show. We're going to kind of dive into it a little bit, but you know, not a lot of streaming shows get as many seasons as you guys have gotten. So that's a huge testament to the show. So we're going to dive into that a little bit and obviously talk about all kinds of stuff with your career and all that good stuff. In fact, that's where we kind of want to like just dive right in for the people that might not be familiar with you or know you as of yet. How did you get started in the career? Did you always have that acting bug and know that was going to be it, or did you kind of fall into it? How did it happen?
I think every kid has their phase where they want to be on Disney Channel, have the wand, and just be on TV.
Yes.
And my family just took it way more seriously than other families would. I started with my cousin. He was an actor, so I just was very inspired by him, everything he had going on. So I got in contact with a few of his people, and then they sent me more people, and then they became my people. So now I got a manager and an agent, amazing team, and they just helped me get to where I am now.
Oh, I love that. I love that because, I mean, you're seeing now at a young age, because I know you've been doing it for a couple years now, to have a good team around you, not only to push you and get you out there in front of more people, but to also have that good support system around you too, right? You know, you said you had some family members that were involved as well.
Yeah.
So talk about that a little bit. How influential is your family and how supportive are they for your career?
My family's hard on it. Like, I think they're way more excited about this than me. Acting is something I do because it helps me feel like I have fun and it releases it. Like, releases anything I'm feeling just real good. But my family, this is something they take it very seriously. But they also make sure it's known. Like, make sure that I know if I want to stop, I can stop. It's not I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. They always, like, they are very, very, like, they're amazing. They're really good with it. They take the time out because to film, I have to go to California, and I'm based in Chicago. That's where I live.
Yeah.
So my family, like, takes turns. Since I'm a minor, they have to take turns with me coming on set and flying out to California. So that's a lot. From, like, my aunt, my cousin, my grandma, my mom, my dad, everybody, they take turns coming to a completely different state, pausing their life for months or weeks to come with me and help me pursue my dreams. So I couldn't ask for a better support system, especially with my team, my manager and my agent. Those are my family. I wouldn't even call them that. They're amazing.
I love every aspect of what you just said. You know, so much. I think we talk a lot about the actors themselves or people in the industry themselves, and we don't always talk enough about the sacrifices sometimes that the people around them make.
Yeah.
To support that dream. So I love that you brought that up and that you acknowledge that and that you understand that, hey, they're making these sacrifices for me to do something that I want to do too. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I also love that at this young age, you understand the importance of the networking, and because a lot of times it's not only what you know, it's who you know, and that you know who your family is when you keep saying manager and agent. And I love that. I love that you are paying attention to the networking and the importance of that side of the it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Of course. And I'm super excited to talk about the show as well, the Upshaws on Netflix, because your dad on the show is Mike Epps. And that is one of my all-time favorites. I'm originally from Indianapolis, 317 as well. So, like, it's one of my goals in 2024 to get him on the show. So I'm super pumped to just have this conversation with you and maybe it be a little lead into that. But, you know, I feel like he's got such a good dynamic and such a good personality to play this character. So what's it like?
I get this question so much. Like, and this is my favorite question. It's always, so what is it like working with Mike Epps and Kim Fields and Wanda Sykes? These are some of the most amazing people I have ever met in my entire life. I wouldn't say I've never felt comfortable in the industry. I've always been comfortable as one and with who I am. But growing up in Chicago, I'm African American, I'm a black girl, and so it's a little hard. But being around people like, oh my God, y'all. I wish I could, if I could just take you guys to work with me, you guys would see, like, they treat me like we're family. It's just so regular. It's just, they're just regular people. And then growing up, you know how you see people on TV. It's like, oh, they're famous. This is weird. This is a famous person. But once you get around them, they're just regular people. But they are so caring and so loving. And they treat me like one of their own. And that's my family too. I love them. Mike Epps is one of the funniest people. He is one of the most funniest people in the world. And he's so authentic. Nothing about him is scripted and fake. Everything just comes so naturally. He is an amazing person. And I love him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so I'm a wee older, so I'm a big Tootie fan, Kim Fields, like, from different, yeah. I just, from the Facts of Life way back, I'm a huge fan. Tell me Kim is just as awesome, too. She's just as friendly.
I could write a book about Miss Kim. Oh, my God, that's really one of the most amazing human beings on earth. Literally, she is so humble and down to earth. And when it comes to advice or I need help, because, you know, she's been in the industry since she was a kid.
Exactly.
So it's really good. And then I met her when I was 14. I'm about to be 19 now. She's pretty much like, I grew up with these people. And she's helped me from little heartbreaks to family problems to, like, if I'm stuck on a line or I need help on, like, everything. She's just always there. She's an amazing person. Not just with me, with people, period. All around set. That's just, everybody knows Kim Fields. It's just like, she's amazing.
That's a great point, though, because, you know, the first time I remember seeing Kim Fields, she was just itty-bitty on Facts of Life. So, like, you must be, what a learning experience for you to be able to be on a set.
Because right now, I'm a senior in high school. I graduated in June. So, with the college situation and the working, it was nobody else to be around and get advice from but Kim Fields, because she did it all. Yep. So, it's just, I'm in a good position. And she know a lot. Like, it comes back to the knowing people and having good connections, having friends in the right places, because she knows people with the colleges I'm trying to go to, so she can put a word in, and then it just all works out for me.
Yes, it does.
See, look at that. Look at that. And, I mean, your talent is just evident every time you step on screen in the show and everything else you've been in as well. And we've heard through the grapevine that Wanda Sykes really loves your talent. And I mean, let's talk about that a little bit, the casting process and just that relationship you were able to build.
Okay, so what's crazy is when I got the role for the Upshaws, I was literally in the midst of quitting acting. Like, I was just done. I started when I was 11. I got the role when I was 14 years old. So it was 3 years into the career and everything. Mm-hmm. I understand you get a lot of no's before you get yeses, but mind you, I'm in elementary school, middle school, so it's just like I'm still a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I was done with it. And then it took away from my personal life and all the childhood experiences and parties and sleepovers because I was busy. So I'm just like, and then it was taking too long. So I'm just like, I need a break, y'all. Like, be realistic. I need a break. And I don't think this is something that, I think it was a phase. So right when I was done, before I got done, my manager, she told me, like, okay, one more audition, and then we're good. So I did two. I ended up doing an audition for Empire, and I did an audition for the Upshaws. Mm-hmm. So I did the audition in September, and then I got the role in December. It was amazing. I was so, my whole family, like, they surprised me at home, and they told me about it. Everybody was crying. They were drunk before I got there. they were so excited, and I was just, when they told me, I guess they thought I was going to cry. And I'm just happy, you know. And I was like, what are y'all crying for? I'm like, this is just the beginning of everything. So, yeah, it's a lot more tears that you guys need to be saving. So, the casting part, when I got to work, I got to flown out to California in January. Mm-hmm. It was, I never got, I don't get starstruck. I don't get nervous. I'm really confident in myself. And I'm just a bubbly person. But once I got to my first table read with the cast, I'm walking upstairs to the room. I'm like, I told my auntie, like, something doesn't feel right. My stomach hurts. I'm getting, like, I'm lightheaded. She was like, yeah, you're nervous. I had to go in the bathroom and take a deep breath and get myself together because I really almost, like, I couldn't, this has been my dream since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to walk in a room full of amazing icons. So as I'm walking back up the stairs to the table read with everybody, Miss Wanda is coming up the stairs. So I'm finna introduce, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm like, okay, hi, how you doing? I said, my name's Kylie Spragans. And she was like, oh, I know who you are. I picked you for this role. I said, well, it's nice to meet you. And thank you very much. And Miss Wanda, oh my God, she's a sweetheart. She's amazing. She makes me feel, if anything, she gives me so much reassurance. She always lets me know that I'm doing an amazing job and I'm natural and it just comes. If I feel like I've done something wrong, she'll tell me I'm okay. And she also takes my like she lets me pitch in ideas. Mm-hmm. She takes my ideas into consideration. She doesn't just listen to anything I have to say and let it go out the other ear. Mm. If I feel like with my character, she lets me be myself and make the character myself. So she always asks me, like, are you comfortable dressing like this? Do you think Aaliyah should do this or say this? What would be in her room? All type of stuff. So it's like Aaliyah is really me. So Miss Wanda has really made me one with my character. She's an amazing person. Mm.
Wow. That's incredible. And I want to go, because you brought it up, and I just something that Logan touched on with your just talent and the just natural talent and flow that you have. I first remember seeing you on Empire. That's where I saw you. And to play young Cookie, no easy task. I mean, that is like a hardcore character, and Taraji has done such a job of that's Cookie. So then you have to go, how do I, now that this character is so established as this person, I'm going to play her early, but I've got to make it, you know, Cookie early. What you did, talk about that a little bit. How did you approach that? How did you go, okay, I've got to make this Cookie before all the trauma, before all the, she's just getting into it. How did you approach that? Because that was incredible.
So, that's an amazing question. So before any role I get or any script I get or audition I go to, I always look at the script, I read it, and then I'm very, my life is very adventurous. It's just all over the world. I ain't gonna lie. It's like, it's lit right now, but it's, so many things are happening at once, and even growing up, everything has just been, it's eventful. So I always try to find a situation with myself or in my life that I could relate to the script, so I could put myself in that character's shoes, mm-hmm. and then build that character from me, if you understand what I'm saying.
Totally.
Cookie, mm-hmm. I watched Empire. I probably ain't had no business watching it, but I watched Empire growing up, so I knew who she was, and I knew how Taraji P. Henson carried herself and made her character, made Cookie her. Mm-hmm. So all I did was make the young Cookie me. Young Cookie is Cookie, but it's Cookie before anything else.
Exactly.
So it's before all the music, and she met Lucien and got super famous and had kids, so it was her before she was herself. So pretty much I looked at it like I was making Cookie for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I just had to, I watched a couple more episodes to get the groove with it. And then I'm the oldest sibling. I always looked after my younger siblings and helped get them ready for school, yelling at them, getting them ready for lunch. So it's like I could relate to it. So what I did, I always make my character me.
Totally love that.
Yeah, that's so epic too, because you are such a bubbly person. You're so like energetic, and that's what we need in film and television right now, because we need that energy. I mean, I can feel your energy just through this computer screen. It's crazy. But I mean, being originally from Chicago, do you see yourself ever moving out to a New York or a Los Angeles for permanent stay?
So right now the situation is, like I said, I'm a senior in high school, so right. I'm about to graduate and go to college. I want to go to college for pre-law. I want to pursue acting with my education, like mix it, because I'm pretty much learning the basics, everything that I'll be learning in college for acting on set, mm-hmm. at work. If you so, that's just killing two birds with one stone. You know, like I don't want to waste my one time on one thing and do both. And then being a lawyer is also something I've also been passionate about ever since I was a little kid. Because I have a voice, and I think it needs to be heard, whether it's through television or whether it's through helping people. So if I end up liking college, I think I might end up moving to Atlanta and be Atlanta-based, and then just work from there with my acting and everything. But if not, if I don't go to like college after my first year, I'm going to stay in Chicago and then just do what I've been doing, being Chicago-based and working through California. Because me personally, even my family could tell you, I'm not ready to go to a different state by myself. I ain't got time about it.
Smart enough to know.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's even, that, yeah.
Yeah. I could be, like, if I moved out in Chicago, I would move to an apartment across the street from my grandma's house, because I'm not ready to be by myself. Yeah.
So, law, where do you see yourself with law? What do you want to do with law? Do you want to be a public defender? Do you want to be...
So, I don't know. I think it's between the criminal justice system or I want to work with the entertainment industry, go somewhere where I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Because I watched the Johnny Depp versus the Amber Heard case on Netflix, and the whole situation is just like, you know, it was just like insane. And I'm like, oh, to be there and I know both sides' point of view because I'm behind the camera. I'm behind the camera and I'm in front of it. So that would be, I think that would be something that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's got me curious too, because there's so many procedural shows that are out there. So is there any, like, do you watch Suits? Do you watch Pearson? Do you watch, like, any of these things?
But no, I really watch just Criminal Minds. I'm in love with Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
I watch, like, Chicago PD and Station 19. I watch firefighters, doctors, and police officers. But like, FBI-wise and lawyers-wise, I watch a lot of Criminal Minds and Law & Order.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with Law & Order. And Criminal Minds was huge. I'm glad they brought that revival back and kind of kept the story going. Yeah. So that's done really well. You see yourself, you want to play in that? You want to do a role in one of those? Because I think you'd just kill it in one of those.
I want to do a role in Criminal Minds. I want to do a role in Station 19. It's a firefighter show. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also want to play a role of a supernatural character. I'm in love with vampires. Ooh. And I want to be a vampire. So that's something I'm interested in. I mean, they get that happen.
Gotta make it happen. Everybody out there listening, we gotta put her in one of these things.
Okay? That's right.
We gotta do it. Well, in 2024, we have started this new thing with our guests, and we find it kind of fun because, you know, they're lighthearted questions, and they get, you know, the audience to get to know you a little bit better. So we have some popcorn questions for you. And they're not hard, I promise you. We made sure they're not hard thinkers. The first one is, what is the funniest moment or most memorable moment on set, specifically for the Upshaws, the one you're on here promoting?
Oh my God, that's so hard. That is a hard question because it's funny every day. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'd say the most memorable moment. And this is a recurring moment because we do live audience shows. I'd say the best moment is when we're doing curtain call. And when we call and they call everybody names and who character they play, they're like, "Hi, this is the role of the Lee Upshaw." And I run out and I see the crowd and I wave and everybody's just clapping. And I love attention, so I just love seeing that's my favorite part of the entire show.
Oh my gosh, that's a good part. That's a really good part. All right, this one. Yeah. I hope it's not as hard, but I'm really curious now because of all the stuff that you've brought up and the things that you're interested in and the things you like to play. If you could live in any movie, what movie would you live in and why?
Oh my God. Okay, I live in The Vampire Diaries because first of all, I just think they be all over the place, and if I was there I could give them, like, they need to get it together. They don't use common sense, they just do anything. And that's one reason why. And another reason why is because I make one of them turn me into a vampire as soon as I get there, and then I'm just there forever.
Then you're good.
All right. Fair enough.
That's so funny. Well, I mean, you were already talking about it. You've worked with a lot of icons already early on in your career. But if there's that one person, who would be that one person that you still want to work with?
I want to work with Zendaya and Denzel Washington.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Got some heavy hitters on the list.
Man.
Heavy hitters. I've been in love with Zendaya and her work since I was a little girl. Being with, like, first of all, we're both black. And, oh my God, I love Zendaya. She's just such an icon, and she represents us so well. She's a walking image. Is to be able to. I think that would be my breaking point if I work with Zendaya, because how do you just hang with her every single day, and go to work with her every single day, knowing the type of person she is and the difference she's made? She's an amazing person. And Denzel Washington. I watched, is this movie called Fences? I watched it for a school project.
Yes.
And him and Viola Davis. That was some of the best acting I've ever seen in my life. And I have That's why. Yeah.
Man. Well, you know, and it's funny because you said, you know, that, yeah, you know, every kid wants to be a Disney kid and kind of, and that's so the path she took. She was literally a Disney kid. And now yes. like Oscar nominated, you know, award nominated actress. It's like you sprung off of Disney and have just become this epic.
It's so hard for kids in Disney to branch out after they've been yes. on there for a couple of years. Zendaya yeah. was on there from the time she was yay high to 18, to my
yeah.
age.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and she the fact that she's not stuck and she's still expanding her genres and doing everything from Spider-Man to Euphoria to, oh my God, everything.
Yeah.
And I met her nominates for her to be getting Grammys, Emmys, nominations. She won the NAACP Awards. So I was nominated for an NAACP last
you were.
Year, which was amazing. And my first time, and I got invited to the luncheon and award show. So I'm so excited to see everybody, but it's Zendaya is my go-to. So right. So we're at the award show, and I see her on stage. She was doing the award nomination, and I'm just like, this can't be real right now. And like,
yeah, I mean, I don't blame you, man. I mean, just to be around those type of people. Last year, we went out to Hollywood for a charity event, and it was by far the biggest room we had ever been in. There was, yeah. like, people from, like, the Big Bang Theory and people from all of these different things that we've idolized so much throughout our careers, and we're like, holy crap. Like, yes. To be able to, like, bounce around is insane.
I work like on the set, the stage that we work on, I work on stage 4, like stage numbers and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's stage 3, and that 90s show is filmed right there.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
And I'm just like, there's no way. Like, I could just walk out, I could see anybody. I remember one time I was walking on set, and Viola Davis walked right past me, and I'm just like, hold on. I'm just like, hold on. But mind you, I was like 14 years old. This is my first time on set. My head's in my phone. I'm just not paying anybody no attention. And my auntie said, you know who just walked past you, right? I'm just like, no. I'm like, nah. You can see it. You got to keep your eye ain't in my head and my phone since then. You can see anybody. Right.
Yeah.
You can see anybody around there. It's just amazing.
And you know what, that makes me go back to all the way towards the beginning when you said, because we have found this to be true as well, that once you get to know them, they're just normal people. Right, like you're that awestruck at first, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's such and such. But then you get to know them, and you're just like, oh yeah, that's Viola, or that's yeah, who, you know.
I can't do this interview without giving him a shout out. Shout out to Jermail Simon. He plays Bernard Upshaw, Jr. on the show. He plays my big brother, and he is a normal. That's my big brother.
Yes,
that's my big brother for real. Like I said, I'm the oldest, so I don't have any older siblings. And he has taken upon the role of being my big brother in real life. He helped me pick out my prom dress for prom. He gives me advice. We sit and talk. I eat lunch with him. I call him all the time. I have a group chat with him and Miss Kim, telling him all my business because I'm doing my teenage problems. I need somebody to talk to, and y'all got to listen to it. So all these people, I wish you guys could experience it. I swear, if this was something. This is just something that makes me feel whole as a person. Acting comes with mm-hmm. so much, but it's so worth it. I love my job. I love my people. I just love everything.
That's so awesome, though, because you are very positive and you are very, you know, motivated and put together, because I feel like, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people and we've seen a lot of people through the trades and social media and things like that. And their lives are wild, but not put together. But your life is wild and put together. So you're doing great. You're doing great.
Not gonna lie. Being where I'm from and living the lifestyle I'm trying to live. Mm-hmm. is a little rough.
Yeah.
And then growing up the way I did, being raised the way I did. So it was it's complicated, but I think the one thing that keeps me going every single day is the knowing that eventually everything is going to work out how it's supposed to, and I'm going to get to where I need to be. I set goals and they get there. My goal was to be on Netflix on TV by 16. I was on there by 14. So it was
amazing.
Look at you. It was amazing. So my new goal before 21 is to be in a motion picture in theaters. And I just turned 18 last September. So I'm about to turn 19. So I got a couple years and it's going to happen. So I think the most thing from good thing I need to know for myself and that I need to keep in mind is it's one day at a time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can tell you we're already going to start manifesting your motion picture role with Zendaya. Yeah. We're going to make your motion picture with Zendaya.
Mark my words, you guys, and this interview is going to go viral in a couple of years. I'm going to be in motion picture with Zendaya, and I'm not.
I believe it. Oh, I believe it.
We'll bring it back up. We'll cut that little sound clip, and we'll be like, "Hey, remember when she said this?" Exactly. Like, I love that. I love that. Well, we got exactly. We got two more questions for you on the popcorn questions. The fourth one is, what's your morning routine? Because I feel like you are very organized. So, what's your morning routine to get you going?
Okay, so I'll tell you my morning routine for when I'm working.
There you go.
So in California, I have my own apartment, my family members. So usually, not now, I don't have to do it anymore because I'm a senior and I don't need a work permit. Usually, right. I was a minor, I had to do school. So I had to be at work at like 7 o'clock. So I wake up at 6. If I take a shower the night before, I wake up at 6:30, just wash my face, brush my teeth. I get my clothes out, put my clothes on. I can't eat too early because it's just too much. So then I go to work. And when I go to work, they have a crafty little area of food. I get breakfast. I get the same thing every morning. I get a box of bacon with some syrup, pineapples, and a water bottle. I get my breakfast. I go to school. I have to do 3 hours of school every day. It's literally the law because I was a minor. So then once I do my 3 hours of school, then I get straight to work. And then work, home, repeat.
There you go. I love it. I mean, it's always good too, because like I said, we interview a lot of people and the podcast is for up and comers trying to break into it. So I always try to figure out ways to ask our guests, like, how can they put something that you're doing into their normal routine to where they can start gaining momentum, you know?
People make it so complicated. I'm telling you, once I started living my life one day at a time and stopped focusing on, oh my God, what if this doesn't happen, or what if this doesn't happen, or this happened, or why did I do that? Or it made everything so much easier. Stop focusing on the past and the future and focus on the present.
That's right. Live in the present, because what's meant to be is going to be, and it doesn't matter how what's going to happen is going to happen.
Exactly. And patience. People need a lot of patience. I don't have any patience either. I'm not just period. I don't have it. I don't have it. That's why I wanted to quit, and I always want to quit every time it takes too long for audition to come, or I'm very impatient, but that's something everybody as a collective needs to work on.
For sure. Which leads to the last question. And I think we know the answer to this because you've kind of hinted at it throughout. But are you happy with where your career is so far?
I mean, I'm proud of myself. I'm very proud of myself. I think that I'm very blessed. Everything came. It was a really smooth. Honestly, it was a really smooth transition to where I am now. It was really smooth acting-wise with the job-wise, but growing up and the stuff that came with it and the experiences and the losses, and like I think that was a bit challenging. And I think that everything could have been handled differently. And if it was handled differently, I could have been way farther than I am right now. So I think I'm okay with – I'm proud of myself. I'm okay where I'm at, but I know I could be so much farther. If I just get everything together, like it's together and it'll always look together to people on the outside, but I know what could be done differently and how it could affect me. So I'm proud of myself, but I think I could be way farther and I will get there too. So
don't be so hard on yourself. And that's something I'm working on myself as well. I'm a perfectionist. So I get it. Don't be so hard on yourself. Take it one day at a time, like you're talking about, and you'll go far. I mean, we see the potential that you have. I mean, with the stuff you've already done and just the type of you're a people person. So I feel like you're able to talk to anybody and people love that. So just be patient. And I know that's hard, but when you get in that room, you're going to kill it every single time.
Thank you so much.
And I want to share something with you too, because we've had a lot of guests, and I'm not even going to lie to you, some of them big, like Oscar winner, Golden Globe winners, and we've had some people who have won major awards and have now pretty significant careers. And I want to share something that they've said to us numerous times, because I feel like this is good advice for you to hear, because I think with your natural talent, this is probably something that has happened that you might not be aware of. These people told us that they were rejected, got the no's over and over and over and over and over and over and over. But the reality of the situation was they were always a yes. They were put into a drawer and held for the role that was for them. And when they got that role, they were told by those casting directors it was never a no. Yes. Yep. It was always a yes. We were waiting for the right role for you. And I think that's going to be you. You said early on you got a lot of no's. I'm betting you went in a lot of drawers that were a yes, but this isn't the role. We need that role for her. And I see that for you. I know that's coming. Maybe that's the movie with Zendaya. I don't know. But I feel like those casting directors that were the technical no, we're really yes, and we've got to find the role, and that's going to be you. That's going to stick with it. I feel that truly. I feel that you're a natural, and I think they know that, and it's coming. It's coming.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Of course, of course. Well, we always have to plug the social media at the end of our interviews because it's all about social media. We want to let people know where to follow you. So, where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at I am Kylie Spraggan. And then on TikTok, you can follow me at _ Kylie Renee. Renee is my middle name. It's after my grandma, my best friend.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Fantastic.
Then.
I love that. I love that. Well, listen, take care. Thank you again so much.
Thank you so
much. This has been an amazing conversation. And I would love to work with you one day. We're filmmakers ourselves. We have projects in development that we're writing.
I have projects in development that I'm working
look
on.
Look at you.
That
yes.
To collab on and get some things happening.
There you go. I feel like a collaboration is meant to be. We're going to get there. It's going to be awesome.
Well, listen, take care. Thank you again so much, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Whew, boy. Yeah, like I said, talk about someone who can just take over and basically do our job for us. That's
always
so nice when that happens.
She is a bundle of energy, just like ready to explode. See, you can just see it. She's got such enthusiasm. But you know what I really liked about that interview, though? She was not shy about saying, hey, there are some struggles. This isn't always an easy thing, and you have to make sacrifices, and sometimes it doesn't work the way you want to, and you got to be grateful for it, and you got to, and I think somebody that young that understands so much so quickly about what it is and don't sugarcoat that sometimes it's hard, and, you know, kind of thing, that's just going to take her so far. You couple that with that energy and that enthusiasm, but also knowing that sometimes you're going to run into some obstacles and some walls, that's just like invaluable for anybody trying to get into the industry to understand that that stuff happens. It's part of it, and you're going to have to roll with it. And man, I really appreciated the honesty that she just put out there. It was great.
Yeah, completely agree, man. Completely agree. And I mean, like we said, just someone who knows how to carry themselves very well. And we can't thank them enough one more time for coming on the show.